Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The other part of that conversation obviously centers around Red Zone. And is it going to be like
that's the thing I don't want to touch.
Red Zone hosted by Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee?
That would destroy it. That would just destroy what it is.
Just Pat McAfee
actually,
in the background?
My bigger worry would be that it would go from 7 hours of commercial-free football to 7 hours of commercial-filled football.
Yeah, I mean, that might just be a problem.
That would be my worry.
If ESPN takes it over anyway, that might just be an issue.
That's my worry there.
We don't have time for that now, though, Danny, to debate this even further because we had some breaking news that came down quite literally during the break, or right before the break, I think, as Jets quarterback Justin Fields was carted to the locker room during practice this morning with an apparent lower leg injury. And all of a sudden, after we spent much of this morning's show talking about the quarterback competition, how long it's going to take to name a starter, maybe the Browns are going to get to name their starter a little sooner and they can trade somebody to the New York Jets. Are the Jets in the market for a quarterback?
They might be. They might be. They might be looking for a former first-round pick that has a Super Bowl ring.
They also might be looking for a former Jets quarterback.
They could. Which one would you rather trade? Which one would you rather keep around? Which one would you rather trade?
That's a good question. I think I'd rather trade Pickett and have Flacco stick around. Because at least with Flacco, you know what's going on here. Like, he's here for a year. You're just trying to maximize, like, where you're at in the season. You know there's no future with Flacco. So that puts the onus on the organization to still, like, draft a quarterback and all that. Pickett, my worry would be that they would try to talk us into Pickett for, like, 2-3 years here and be like, hey, we see something. He's going to be our Sam Darnold. He's our reclamation project. Let's stick it out with him. And I just don't
see. Sam Darnold was at least, like, supposed to be good at one point. Kenny Pickett was a first-round pick.
Right?
Because he had one good year in school at Pitt, and the Pittsburgh Steelers needed a quarterback, and he was there at 20.
And he faked a slide that went viral.
It was cool. That was a really cool move.
That was the coolest
thing. But that's like kind of the only cool thing he's ever done. Like, he's known for that and wearing gloves. And I do think with Joe Flacco, the other side of things there is, if you do think, let's say that Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders becomes something, even if that something is a backup quarterback, who can they learn more from during a 17-game season? Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett? They can learn more from Joe Flacco.
For sure.
And I think that is kind of what part of this year should be about. And I think that sort of colors the direction that I would want to go.
Yeah, and it goes back to what I said as well, which is if this team, as young as they are, technically, two young running backs. One might not play for a while or at all in Danny Cunningham's mind. A young tight end that, listen, David Njoku's in a contract year. Maybe you're going to pivot to him as your future at tight end. A young receiver room with not a lot of experience. you're talking about like trying to learn more about this team, this roster, these guys. Flacco's the guy who is going to give you a better idea of that. Like go back to 2023. Five games with David Njoku, he made him a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
Five games with Elijah Moore, and Elijah Moore looked like the receiver that we thought the Browns traded for. It was like, oh, yeah, this guy can be like a nice role player wide receiver for you who catches passes and makes some plays when he has a competent quarterback throwing him the football.
Man, Amari Cooper looked like Josh Gordon.
Yeah. Amari Cooper was breaking records with Joe Flacco as his quarterback. Like, that's not for nothing. So, yeah, I do think if I'm picking between the two, I think I'd rather keep Flacco for the short term, obviously. And I get that that's what that move would be about, but I'm okay with that. And I think I would probably trade Pickett. But now, like, so this is where it gets interesting. Last year, I don't think there really was a major, like, quarterback injury aside from, like, the Vikings losing J.J. McCarthy.
And, but even then, they had Darnold
already, like, so they
weren't worried about it. Like, the Jets don't have
anybody. Right, the Jets have nobody. So
who is their backup right now?
I honestly couldn't tell you. Do we want to take any guesses while I look this up?
I have no idea.
Tyrod Taylor?
No, he's somewhere
else. That's my guess.
Meredith would have said Tyrod Taylor.
That's my guess. That's true. She's like the Tyrod Taylor tracker. Their backup quarterback.
Oh, it is Tyrod Taylor.
Let's go! I
can't believe
right.
Meredith didn't say that.
Thank you. Yeah, Meredith.
I was waiting for you to walk into it.
Your fandom is revoked.
Yeah, sure. Walk it back.
Her fandom is revoked.
You call yourself a Hokie fan.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, you're not. You didn't know that Tyrod Taylor. So maybe the Jets don't want a quarterback.
I'd rather have Tyrod Taylor than Kenny Pickett.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I can't believe they had Tyrod Taylor, and I can't believe I got that right.
Good for you.
That's crazy. So the other interesting thing with there's a number of teams that have quarterbacks for sale, though, too. That's the other thing. Like, and one of them shares a building with the Jets. Because, like, the Giants have, like, 20 guys at quarterback.
And none of them are good.
They theoretically, they've already said Russell Wilson's their starter. So you want to know what the timeline is for the Giants? They're like, it's now. We already know. But like, they have Jackson Dart, who they're trying to develop. I would guess they want him to be the second guy. But then you also have Jameis there. So Jameis might be, you know, a viable option. If you're choosing between trading for
what an electric quarterback room that is.
A lot of personalities, a lot of interesting people. I saw Jackson Dart's first pass of like 11 on 11s was a pick six. I was like, oh, there we go.
So fitting for the Giants.
There we go. But I guess if you're the Jets and you're like, okay, we can either trade for Jameis Winston or Kenny Pickett. Who are you taking?
Probably Jameis Winston. Like, I just think Jameis Winston, yeah. I think
Okay,
I don't think Jameis Winston is good. I think they're the same guy. I think they are the same exact football player.
Same guy. One just has
like,
one has a future in preaching when they retire.
Yes. I think they are the same football player. They have very different personalities, but I think they're the same football player. Like, think back to what Joe Flacco did here the first time, where he would have these just electric 300-yard plus passing games, but he's also going to throw two terrible picks.
Yeah.
Like, even
that
in the game
in
against
the playoffs.
The game against the Texans, the game against the Jets, like he would just go off with these outstanding numbers and then throw a pick six. Like, you know, that happened. Jameis Winston, think back to that game against Denver where he threw for almost 500 yards, threw for almost 600 if you count in the pick six.
That game was so electric.
Yes, but like they are the same guy.
And then they still
they
lost.
Are the same guy
kind
at quarterback.
I'll be honest though, I still don't blame Flacco for the Texans loss. It's not on him.
No, I mean the defense could not
played
stop
like
them.
Garbage, and neither of those interceptions came until the second half when they were like he was trying to dig him out of it at that
right,
point.
I think they were down 13 at that point when the first one.
He was taking more chances because he knew he had to dig him out of it, and everyone was like, oh, Flacco, look what he did in the playoffs. Like, everyone tried to let that game tarnish Joe Flacco's pristine legacy from the previous five games in Cleveland where we all fell in love with him, and I will not stand for it because the defense looked like hot garbage that day. And then the very next day at locker room cleanout day, Greg Newsom stood there and told us, like, yeah, I thought I played pretty well. And we were all like, you sure about that? We've already watched the All-22, my friend.
Sure you didn't.
It did not look good.
No, it did not.
I think Baskin and Phelps love to play the game of, do we want him? I think that should be Jets radio today. It should just be bouncing around asking if they want different quarterbacks.
And for all we know, Justin Fields could have a cramp. And that's why it was Carter the Walker. That is one of the things I love about these, just not about the injuries, but the early diagnosis. But key piece of information, he was not on the back of the card. He was sitting in the passenger seat. Does that change
how you feel? Did that just come down? You just see that?
I did see that in somebody's. Okay. I think that was Rich Cimini tweeted that.
Okay. So this is like the...
That's big. That's important.
This is like the two insiders that are going to have to fight for their job. You know, they put it out there, and so everyone reacts to it, but we don't necessarily know if it's as bad as it seems. Okay,
maybe. It could just be a cramp. Who knows?
I mean, it happened to Paul Pierce.
Or they could be trading for Kenny Pickett. Who knows?
Hey, the more options, the better. The more places
you have to think about it that way. You do have to think about it that way, and this could potentially, maybe. I don't want to jump to conclusions. I hope Justin Fields is okay, right? Like, you don't want to see a guy get hurt.
Yeah, we probably should have started with that disclaimer.
Yeah, maybe we could have. but I do, like, maybe this is another option for the Browns.
Yeah.
And do you think they're going to carry all four? Like, are you of that opinion?
So it's funny. I did a 53-man roster projection the other day as, like, a fun exercise. And I had them keeping four initially. But my caveat of that was, like, they did this last year. Where they kept all four through the initial cutdown period. But do I think they're going to keep four going into week one? Absolutely not. Like, I think they could do it through the end of roster cutdown weekend because they might be like, okay, same thing they did last year, try to float one, try to trade one, see if anybody bites, whatever. And then when nobody does and they call their bluff, inevitably, maybe just be like, okay, now we have to cut one. So I don't think they get to week one with them, but I could see them keeping all four to see if they can necessitate a trade if it doesn't come sooner. But now the Jets might be an option.
Yeah,
Saints,
you never know.
Saints, I think, remain an option.
I mean, the Saints remain an option without question. Like, they will be the very clear option for as long as they are.
Yeah. Kellen Moore connection to Kenny Pickett. Young quarterbacks in that room.
Very easy to imagine.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.